You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tamaki Makaurau's rail network is undergoing a major rebuild, which will see rail lines across the city temporarily close over the coming years. These services are expected to be replaced by buses. Three regional transport agencies, including Auckland Transport, are calling on Immigration Minister Michael Wood to urgently review immigration settings to address the country's bus driver shortage. News and editorial director Jessica Hopkins spoke to Louisa Jones from First Union, who is concerned that failure to address existing conditions for bus drivers could discourage people from using public transport.
How is this significant rebuild project going to affect bus services running in Tamaki Makaurau?
It's already affecting passengers every day that there is not enough bus drivers in our city to run the current services. So every day there's different routes that aren't being run because simply there's just not enough drivers in our city to do this work with the current amount of runs. So if you shut down the train lines, you're going to need more bus drivers, but where are you going to get the drivers? And that's the problem that the industry faces. It's about attracting people to actually want to do this work and retaining them, because a lot of people that get jobs as bus drivers, they don't stay for long. They end up leaving and going to become a truck driver where the conditions of work are better.
What concerns do you have for bus drivers heading into this rebuild project?
Well, particularly the hours of work for bus drivers are currently pretty untenable. So you start pretty early in the morning and you get people to work and school on time. And then there's a long break in the middle of the day, which is often an unpaid break. And then you sort of do the next part of your shift in the afternoon or evening. So the days end up being really long. They can span over 14 hours. And then there's a large chunk unpaid in the middle. So I think one thing that we can do is actually improve the hours of work so that it's actually more doable for bus drivers, because there's very few people that want to have that kind of lifestyle. So what we want to do is we want to reduce the book off by making sure that there's frequent services in the middle of the day as well. So that drivers are just working normal shifts. We want to reduce the hours of work down from 14 hours a day to around 12 hours a day so that it's safer for the public and for the drivers.
Aotearoa's three largest transport agencies, including Auckland Transport, are urging Transport and Immigration Minister Michael Wood to address these bus shortages by reviewing immigration restrictions. How do you feel about this potential solution to the bus driver shortage?
Well, I would say that Transport Minister Michael Wood has actually been working really hard to improve bus driver terms and conditions over this last term of government. And so we've been working together with central government, with Michael Wood, and with regional councils and bus operators to try and lift the wages, but also address things like the hours of work, which are excessively long. And really a key issue for people in Tamaki Makaurau, the bus drivers, is health and safety because of the violent and abusive behaviour they face. And so actually, like, what needs to happen is that we need to continue that work to improve those jobs so that people actually want to do them and the people that are doing them stay in the industry.
It's been suggested that because of these bus driver shortages and not enough being done to address it, that it could put 50,000 cars back on the roads in Tamaki Makaurau. What should the government be doing to encourage people to use public transport?
Well, one way to attract people to drive on buses is to have free bus fares. And Fessel Collins is current mayor candidate in Auckland, and he's saying that if he becomes mayor of Auckland, he's going to make bus fares free, and that will attract people back onto the buses. But we'll still have the problem of bus drivers, right, and their terms and conditions of employment. And so we need to continue and like double down on our efforts to improve jobs for bus drivers so that we can keep the drivers there to actually drive the buses.
To finish up, why do you believe the government should firstly address existing bus driver working conditions and encouraging the sector to grow within Aotearoa rather than what transport agencies are suggesting and filling those bus driver shortages with workers from overseas?
It's vital for us if we want to reach our climate goals and for people to move from having private cars to driving collectively to our places of work on buses. In order for us to do that, we need to focus in on bus drivers and making sure those are really good jobs. And we can do that here in Aotearoa. It's not going to be that hard. We just need to continue working on it. There's a lot of will there from people like Michael Wood, from people like Professor Collins that really want to see our city thrive and have good public transport. And so, yeah, we're here for that.
That was Louisa Jones from First Union responding to Auckland Transport's call to fill bus driver shortages with overseas workers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.